Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside, where we'll dive deep into the dark world of dance and come up on the bright side. Welcome back to The Stage Right Side. I am here with ABT's newest principal dancer, Chloe Misseldean. Is it Dine or Dean?
It's Misseldean.
Misseldean. I did it right. I never know how to pronounce anyone's names because we never really say each other's last names. It's not That's like true. The military where I'd be like, Misseldean, give me 20!
She's confused. A lot of people think Misseldean.
Yeah.
Because it's spelled D-I-N-E.
Yeah.
But my whole life it's been Misseldean.
Misseldean. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm done with performances. You still have a couple left, don't you?
I have one more Friday evening.
Okay, what's your part? Are you Nacha?
No, I'm Rosara.
Rosara. Oh, she's the lady who farts to death, right?
Yes.
I know. Sorry. We're bringing this lowbrow on a fine Wednesday morning. So, okay, it's Wednesday at 2 p.m. during Like Water for Chocolate Week, and we just finished Romeo and Juliet Week, and I am now done with my season. I have done all of my performances, and I'm just here supporting the troops this week and doing some podcasts with my coworkers and peers and friends and, you know, people I adore and admire. Hence, Chloe Misseldean, ABT's newest principal dancer. I'm really excited to get to chat with you about the past couple of years. So you joined ABT Studio Company, or did you do the school?
So I was never in JKO, but I did many years in the summer program.
In the summer, how many years did you do the summer program?
I think 6 years.
Six years.
But that was like half of it was after I joined Studio Company. But
how old are you now?
I'm 22.
22. Okay, so I did the summer program for 2 years in 2000 and 2001. And then for those of you who have read my book, you already know this, but I got a letter after my second year saying we're not seeing any improvement, basically. So, like, I was on scholarship for those 2 years, and my family didn't have extra income to send me to things like ABT Summer Program, and they were like, we're not seeing the improvement, so next year, if you want to come back, you'll have to pay.
I see.
And so I couldn't go back, which was devastating to me. I was like, oh, I guess I'm disgusting. I'm literally worthless.
No.
And then, well, that's how you feel at 16 when you get a letter like that. Or I was 16. And so the following summer, I auditioned and got a scholarship to Boston Ballet, where they didn't know I was bad yet. No, I'm kidding. But then I got hired right after that, so I must not have been terrible. So you did the summer program for 6 years. When did you start? When you were like 11?
I was 12 years old.
Oh my
God. So I did 2 years in the Orange County program and then 4 years in New York.
Okay, let's go back in time a little bit. I don't know where you're from.
I'm originally from Orlando.
Orlando.
I grew up in Orlando my whole life up until I moved to New York. So.
Oh my gosh. As a Disney gay, I deeply relate. Yeah.
I was more of like a Universal gal.
Oh my gosh.
That's... I did a few years in Disney, but I like Universal growing up.
Yeah, so. I have a friend who grew up in Winter Park, or like close to Winter Park.
I live in Winter Park.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Like in the middle of Winter Park.
So he lived in, what is the name of the Altamont Springs? Do you know what
that is?
So
close, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so close. It's like 5 minutes from me.
That's so wild. I can't believe I remember his street that he lives on,
too. Wow, that's amazing. There's a mall, like Altamont Mall.
Yes.
That I grew up going to.
Yes. I've been there.
You...
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's like my...
So every January when I was in Boston Ballet, we were off for like weeks after Nutcracker. Because we used to do like 45 shows of the Nutcracker in Boston. So unrelatable. Now at ABT, I do like 5 shows a year. It's crazy. But I used to do a lot of the Nutcracker. And then I would go to Orlando with my buddy Brad, and we would stay at his parents' house and go to Disney World because his uncle or something was in the military, so we got like super cheap tickets to Disney World, and it was so fun. I would go for like a week or two every January.
Wow.
My mom would be like, when are you coming home to visit? And I'd be like, I'm not. I'm going to Disney World. Good day.
Also, January, everywhere else it's freezing, but in Orlando it's like 70 degrees.
It's so nice.
It's actually ideal because yes. it's not like gross.
Yes.
In the summer, it's like disgusting.
It's a bit much.
But in Let's the winter, it's nice. Yeah.
But I've been to Orlando as well. I mean, Universal as well. Mm-hmm. And I love all that stuff. I'm a simple man. Give me a roller coaster and I'm happy.
Yes. No, I love roller coasters.
Okay, so... Wait, I'm confused. Your mom was an ABT, though. Like, how did that work?
She was an ABT. But before ABT, she was in Washington Ballet. She was a principal with Washington Ballet. And then she was dancing with Kevin. And when Kevin was hired as artistic director, he brought her from Washington.
Wow.
And she joined ABT as, like, a seventh-year corps de ballet. That's, okay. like, what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And after, like, 6-7 months, she was promoted to soloist.
Wow. That's so interesting. Yeah. Kevin tried to get me to... Well, he offered me a soloist contract.
Mm-hmm.
When I auditioned during Nutcracker 1 year. He was like, I'll give you a soloist contract. And I was like, okay, sure, I'll take that. And then, like, a week later, he called me and he was like, well, how about we give you a corps de ballet contract and I promote you, like, a year after? And I was like, let me think about it. I called him back and I was like, I don't want that. I've been a
right,
principal in
principal.
Boston for years. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm happy. Like, yeah. Leave me alone. And then he called me back like 10 minutes later and he was like, all right, you win. I was like, yes, hardball for the win. This paid Scooter off for your mom as well.
Yeah. Similar thing. It was just like very quick. It was just to see how she fit in the company.
Yeah.
And then she was promoted very soon.
Cool.
But she was there for like 10 years, 1992 to 2001 or 2000. Or when I was,
you were,
when she got pregnant with me, she left.
Oh, I was wondering, I was like, so she was working in ABT and then like, how did she raise you in Orlando? I'm just confused.
Well, so I actually have an older brother. I have an older brother. He's 6 years older than me. But when she joined ABT, like 2 years later, she got pregnant with him. So then
warning
I had the baby.
Change into the wedding. Warning on the scene. Change into the wedding.
Show is happening right now. This is very stage right side core.
Get ready for the wedding.
Yeah, there's a performance happening on stage right now. And we have sort of broken into the stager's dressing room because... my dressing room is always filled with people, apparently, and it's hard to find space to record this podcast. So here we are, breaking into yet another dressing room. Okay, so also, I don't know anything about your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your dad? Where is he? What's his life? What's his journey? Do you like him?
I love my dad. No. My dad, he's actually South African. He's from South Africa.
South Africa.
So yes, exactly. My whole family on my dad's side is South African. Hmm. So actually, my parents met in Thailand. She was actually with Washington Ballet at the time, and he was just on a surfing trip with his mate. And
Just one.
It was like a surfing trip, and they were staying in, like, hostels or something.
Couldn't be me.
Whatever. That kind of situation.
Yeah.
My mom was performing at a Club Med. So it was a bit different. And then they met, and it was just, like, instant connection.
Oh, my gosh.
And then fast forward, they moved to the States, got married, and then... Yeah.
Oh my gosh, to meet a ballerina on tour and like fall in love with a ballerina on tour is like the most glamorous thing ever.
I know. It was pretty cool.
Where's that for us?
I know. I'm like,
where's our tour life romance?
There's no tour life.
Yeah.
Period.
We're here.
Right.
We're in
New York.
Romance is dead in New York. Okay. What does your father do for work? I know what your mom does.
So my mom, her true passion is teaching. She loves teaching.
So this is Yan Chen, by the way. Also, I've been recording these for YouTube as well, and Chloe is the only guest thus far to engage with the camera.
I always wonder, should I look at the camera?
It's
should I
cracking
look at you?
Me up.
I'm like,
do both. Do whatever you want.
Okay.
It's all chill on the
okay.
stage right side. Okay, so tell me about your mom first. Yan Chen, she's... what's her title in the school?
So she is... she teaches for JKO, and she works alongside Sasha in the studio company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know her.
Her
title.
Icon, legend, star.
We'll search it. I'll search it and have that for next time if anybody asks. But she's amazing. She works with Stella. She works with Sasha.
Uh-huh.
She's like, she loves it.
She's amazing. I love her so much.
She's fierce.
She is so generous and passionate and inspiring, and I adore her.
Likewise.
Mm. And your dad.
And my dad. So my mom loves to teach, but actually my parents have a business. They have a furniture business that they... It's been cooking for years, ever since before I was born.
Huh.
It started out as a framing business, but now evolved into this international furniture business.
That's so cool.
So my dad travels back and forth from China because the factory's in China. And it's not for retail, but they design basically interior of hotels. So they have lots of clients, different hotels, and that's what they do.
That is.
She's so ballet random. Teacher by day, furniture businesswoman by night.
Yeah, that is the American dream. Holy crap, that's cool. I had no idea about that.
Yeah, I know it's. She doesn't really talk about it, obviously, much, but.
She comes in, she's like, Demi, Grand, also, I make chairs.
Exactly. And
she didn't, probably didn't know what to do with that one. She was like, exactly.
Actually, spot on. So, yeah, that's what they do. But my dad is the one that travels back and forth from China to you know, oversee all the business. But my mom does all the business work.
All the books.
The communication, too, because it's in China and she's Chinese.
Yeah.
She's from Shanghai.
Do you have any Mandarin?
A little bit. I'm not great because growing up, we spoke English in my house.
In Orlando, you
were. In Orlando, Florida, in the States. Yeah. My dad didn't speak Chinese either, so. But now, after working in China for like over like 20, over 20 years, he knows the language.
Wow.
He's very good.
That's
better
really
than me.
Cool. Do you have any other languages?
Nope.
Like Spanish or French or anything?
No, sadly not.
No. I did Spanish in middle school and high school, and I was really good at it. I loved it. I have I can like mimic things quite
well. Oh,
really?
Oh, wow. Probably could adapt very easily if you were to move.
Exactly,
anywhere.
Yeah. I can pick it up quickly and give me, like, math problems. Can't do that, but I can repeat language quite
cool.
well. Yeah, it's really strange.
It's talent.
It's a talent. speaking of talent, back to you. So you joined in, you were an apprentice first, right?
I was in the studio company for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. I joined mid-year, 2018, it was February. It was after I competed at the Prix de Lausanne, and the Prix de Lausanne actually hired me. I did not win. I was a finalist, but I didn't win.
Okay.
But it was such a great experience. It was so fun.
I didn't do that competition. I did YAGP, though, and I think I got cut after the second round. So it just goes to show.
I've been there. Yeah. I've had my years of being cut.
Yeah.
Any international competition, I didn't work.
Yeah.
Didn't happen for me.
It just goes to show, which is so interesting to me because you're so... you seem so unflappable. I know you get nervous because I see you before shows and I'm like, how are you doing? And you're
like,
I'm nervous.
I'll say it.
Yeah.
I don't need to show it. I'll just say it.
And then you go out there and slay and I'm like, okay, she doesn't look nervous at all. I'm confused. Did you lie to me?
I get nervous before getting on stage. But when I'm on stage, somehow like being on stage, I get like calm.
I totally relate to this.
Yes.
Like leading up to it,
I'm like freaking out.
There's the thing I call the cloud of responsibility where you're like, it looms over you before a performance when you're the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's be real. Being leading a 3-hour show is different than
scary.
Like, you know, I've been in the corps and the pressure's different for different things. And that's just a reality that I have experienced. So when I have like Romeo or Swan Lake or something and I have the hours or days leading up to the show, I feel this cloud of responsibility like, okay, I have myself to not disappoint. And I have a whole audience full of people to not disappoint. I have my peers who I really care what they think to not disappoint. And it's a lot of responsibility.
I feel like, because I get nervous, but it's different for a male because you have to also handle
the lady.
Your partner.
Yeah.
Like for me, like I don't have to worry about somebody else's body weight or like where they're going. So I feel like it's a different.
Yes.
You have like even more
yes
stressed.
And no, but there's such thing as a woman who is able to be partnered well.
That's true.
And there are those who fight. And so it being a good partner goes both ways.
Right, right.
And, you know, to be completely honest, sometimes I get frustrated because ballerinas often forget that it's really hard to partner.
Mm-hmm.
And they just expect everyone to be, like, incredible all the time. And that's just not how it works.
Right.
It is a learned skill that requires experience and focus and care.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
So, like, put me on my box makes me just want to cry sometimes.
Put
I'm like, what do you think I'm trying to do here?
Put me on my box.
Yeah.
No, I try to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah,
you know,
no, I'm
just,
sure.
No, but that is funny.
So, apprentice for one
studio,
year?
Studio company for a year
You
and
never
half.
Did apprentice?
But then I was an apprentice
okay.
afterwards for, like, I was hired as an apprentice. That's the word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hired as an apprentice. Took me like 3 business days to come up with that. I became an apprentice in like September, the September before the pandemic.
Okay.
So I was an apprentice up until then.
Oh my God. Not
apprentice
pandemic.
The whole pandemic. And then I was became a court of ballet.
You did a bubble, right?
I did a bubble, Orange County bubble, and I did the truck tour.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so during the pandemic at EBT, we had like little shows pop up here and there where we would do like quarantine bubbles in which people would literally hole up at like a summer camp site for like 3 weeks and make dances and perform and do filmings and things. And did you do the Bernstein bubble?
No, I didn't do that one.
But
I
you did that dance? Or
but
did I make
did
that
do
up?
The dance
in the fall season. Fall season, yes, I remember watching you. That's like one of the first things I saw you do. And I was like, wait a minute. Why is she so good? And then you just continue to be good and better. And it's just so fun to watch.
Well, for the Burns, I wasn't a part of the Bernstein like creation during the pandemic. But in the fall season, I was learning it. I was the second cast. And then my first cast got injured. So
I got bumped up. That's the way to do
it. It was a few weeks before the show. So I had a good amount of time.
Yeah.
But I was, first I was dancing with Lauren Bell, who I knew and I danced with once prior, but I didn't really know him very well. I was dancing with Cassie, Cassandra, Skylar, Blaine. I was like, oh my God, this is like so scary.
So stressful.
Like this new person. Yeah. And I'm in this ballet with so many amazing principals and soloists and dancers. So I was like,
yeah, I feel like that's not something we really talk about. Mm-hmm. Like, the first opportunities you get as a young dancer are so crazy because you're often thrust in situations with really experienced dancers.
Right.
Like, one of the first experiences I had doing, like, a principal part was for a Val Canaparoli ballet in Boston Ballet, and I was dancing with a soloist at the time, and she was absolutely terrifying. Like, she scared the crap out of me. And I'll never forget, like, feeling like, okay, like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, you know? Like, but I'm gonna try really hard. And every time she would just look at me and be like, no, that's not good.
That's so humbling.
Yeah. Well, I didn't need to be humbled at that point. I was, like, already as humble as they can get. I was like, just be nice to me, you know?
That's all I'm asking. Yeah. The bare minimum.
It's scary. And you're so desperate to be accepted.
Right. Yes. And, like, and do the best you can.
And you never know if one experience or one opportunity will be the last one.
Exactly.
It's so scary.
It's like,
and sometimes they are.
No, yeah. No, exactly. It's like your one shot to prove yourself. But I will say in my experience, everybody was so wonderful.
Yeah. ABT is so nice.
I was like, because it was my first big ballet. I did the pandemic and I did a lot of the bubbles, so I was able to get comfortable with a lot of the dancers, but still I was very scared.
And
it was
young.
And it was Ramonski too.
Oh my God.
I was 20.
He is so nice, but also terrifying.
Yes, he was very demanding, but he was so, so kind, so great. I actually had the best experience.
I love him.
It was so much fun.
He is father.
No, he was.
Yeah.
He was great. So that was my one very close-knit ballet I worked with him. I did do Of Love and Rage, Queen of Babylon.
Oh, yes.
That was fun, but I didn't work closely with him.
Warning on the scene change into Baby Roberto.
Yeah, that's the warning on the scene change into Baby Roberto in, like, Water for Chocolate. I couldn't tell you what that is.
My character is Rosara, and Baby Roberto is my baby.
Oh, does he die or something?
He does die. So this scene is the scene where I can't feed him. Like my, we call it dry boobs. I can't produce any milk to feed him. So then, but Tita magically, my sister, Tita magically can breast.
Produce.
Yeah, produce for the baby. So he survives. But then eventually my baby dies.
Because she is too sad?
No, well, Tita was caught, my husband, there's so many characters. My husband, Pedro, was caught cheating on me with Tita.
With Tita.
So Mama Elena, my mom, sent me and Pedro away. So my baby was away from Tita, and my baby could not feed, so hence my baby died.
That's so sad.
It's very sad.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So go see the show. No,
but I do say, if you do go see the show, please read the summary, because there's a lot of characters, a lot of...
A lot
it's very
process.
Complicated,
yeah.
Yes.
It's a great show.
Stuff.
I'm going to see it tonight. I saw it last year and I loved it.
No, it was great.
I was like super on board.
Tonight.
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, send me. Send me in.
Oh, great. And
Daniel.
Danny.
Yeah, they'll be all great. Right. Beautiful.
Okay. Back on
track.
So you were in the Court of Ballet for how long then?
So that season I did Bernstein. I that was my first season as a corps de ballet, and at the end of the season, Kevin promoted me to soloist.
You were in the corps de ballet for 1 year, iconic. And then you were a soloist for 1 year?
Two years.
Oh my god,
yes.
Lazy. No, I'm kidding. Dead.
I didn't do my, all the,
I did the exact opposite. I was corps de ballet for 3 years, second soloist for 2 years, soloist for 1 year, and then principal. And then when I joined ABT, I was a soloist for 1 year.
Oh, it was only 1 year. Okay.
Yeah. Bing, bang, boom. Keeping it moving.
Yes.
You
weren't in the corps de ballet, luckily.
Yeah, no, I was not willing to do that.
Mm-mm.
I said, no, I'm 50.
No,
leave me alone.
I'm
50. So you did the Bernstein and the Bubble dance,
mm-hmm.
and then you did the Queen of Babylon when you were in the corps, right?
I actually did La Folia as well during the fall season.
What is that?
So that was the piece I did in the Bubble during the summer.
By whom?
By Lauren Levin. The one with the
yes.
colorful tutus.
Yes, yes.
I danced with Jose.
Yes.
That was so fun. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And the truck tour was fun. That's where I
okay.
premiered it. I know there's so many things.
We did a bus and truck tour, meaning we shipped dancers out to, you know, like Des Moines, and set up, like, a theater out of the back of a truck. I know it sounds difficult, and it was.
It was,
so
but it was fun.
Yeah, people had a great time. I did not partake. Tell me, like, one insane story from that.
My favorite memory is we were in St. Louis? I think it was St. Louis. There might have been a different city. Can't remember. We parked the sleeper buses outside the theater, but we weren't performing in the theater. We were performing in the outside area next to the theater, but we used the theater as like dressing room bathrooms.
Uh-huh.
But we were parked there in the night, and we were like, this was like the last week of the truck tour. So we were like sleeping on these buses for like 2 weeks already. And we didn't have a show the next day,
mm-hmm.
or maybe we did, I don't remember. But all of us, there was like 12 of us, there was a ladies bus, a male bus, and like a mixed gender bus, which was
mm-hmm.
like couples or people
mm-hmm.
who wanted to be together. And we had a group chat and we were like, do you guys want to play like Manhunt in the theater? Like this was like 1 a.m.
I don't
or like
know
12.
What Manhunt
no,
is.
Or like we were couple up,
uh-huh.
like pair up, and there's two teams and one team hides, one team like
seeks.
Or there's one couple that like seeks.
I don't know what Manhunt is.
Or
I know
it was
like
basically hide and seek.
Oh, okay.
But the theater was, like, huge. The,
mm-hmm.
Like, the auditorium was open. The stage was open.
Whoa.
Everywhere was open. But it was, like, 1 a.m. We're texting. And we're all coupled up. And there's one couple that seeks. But if you're hiding, you can kind of move around
mm-hmm.
and, like, get together with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we were just, like, sending pictures of where we were, like, what we were doing. We were, like, running around, like, barefoot. And this was, like, 1 a.m. We were, like, kids. But it was, like, so much fun.
It sounds incredible.
But we were all in the sleeper buses. And one of us was, like, do you want to play? And we were, like, yeah. They were, like, okay, meet everybody in the dressing room, like, 10 minutes.
So fun.
Yeah.
Who was your hiding partner?
I think I was with Melvin.
Yeah, fun.
I think that was
so fun.
We were, like, I was, like, in my pajamas.
Yeah.
And we were, like, hiding. I think it's who, yes, it was. I still have videos of my camera roll from that night.
So Manhunt, to me, is...
I think, I don't know, maybe it's not what it's called.
Is an early aughts gay dating website. Like, literally from, like, 2004 or something. I remember there used to be ads for Manhunt all over the gayborhood in Boston.
I'm dead. That's...
Yeah. I never had an account. Like, I was such a little princess back then,
mm-hmm.
so I never did
we were
that.
Didn't
yeah.
take part.
And then Grindr exists, so that fell by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, this is a different Manhunt.
Cool story. Oops, creaky chair. Okay, so you just performed Swan Lake a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and after the performance, artistic director Susan Jaffe went on stage with a microphone and said, Chloe Misseldine is now a principal dancer. Tell me exactly how you felt at that moment.
Okay, my whole thought process was crazy because I was bowing on stage. I was next to Aaron, my partner, and we were just, you know, doing our bows. And we both turn our head because we see Susan in the wings. But clearly she's, like, holding a mic.
Yeah.
And I look to Aaron. I'm going to be totally honest. I was like, I didn't register the first, like, 4 or 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
3 seconds because I was just...
doing your thing.
Acknowledging
yeah.
the audience, you know, what I just did and everything. And he looks at me and he makes this face. And when he makes that face, I'm like, oh,
this
something's
is
about to go down.
Yeah.
yeah. So she comes in, she takes my hand, and she's like, Chloe doesn't know this yet, but I'm promoting her to principal dancer. And, of course, the whole audience went crazy.
Yeah.
The whole court of... Well, actually, I don't think the court of ballet heard
yeah.
initially because...
It was in front of the curtain,
it was in front
right?
of... They were behind us, but I think it just wasn't...
Projected
yeah. to the back. So they were like...
what
why is
going
everyone
on?
Clapping?
Yeah.
But then they realized, and it was just amazing.
Oh my God.
And when the curtain went down, all the ladies, like, I turned around, and I was like,
yeah,
to them, and they all came in, and we embraced, and it was
oh, that's such so a great magical. And
so
I had
sweet.
No idea what was going on, but me and Catherine
mm-hmm.
had Swan Lake rehearsal on
oh,
stage
yeah. oh, yes.
right after
I saw
your
you.
Show, and I like Catherine like ran up to you and like hugged you
picked
or something,
me up,
and
right.
I was like, what's happening? Like, did you just get promoted? And you were like, yes, and I was like,
that was
yeah,
the exact face
yeah,
you made.
Yeah. It's so cool.
It was
so
crazy.
Fun. And
it
then
was...
Susan was our coach for that mm-hmm. rehearsal. And she was, like, glowing for the whole hour. She was like, that was the most fun ever.
Well, because yeah. from what I've heard, she wasn't planning on it.
Yeah.
Like, it was, I think it was during second, during intermission, that's when she
decided.
Kind of made a decision.
I asked her. I was literally like, so did you plan that? And she was like, well, you know, I've been thinking, like, it makes a lot of sense to promote her, but like after second act I was like, okay, that's a principal dancer, she just ate. She didn't say that, she didn't give Gen Z slang, but she was like, I have to do this, and yeah, so she did. So cool.
No, it was crazy.
Okay, so let's dive into what it means to be a principal dancer. Mm-hmm. You've been a principal dancer for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yes.
Tell me how you feel different.
Mm-hmm.
If anything.
No. Definitely. Like, immediately, well, first of all, I'm just so grateful to have this title. I mean, not title, promotion, you know, because it's a big responsibility, and I feel I already have
the cloud of responsibility.
Huge cloud. And it's, like, so much bigger, because being a soloist, like, being a soloist and doing principal roles is a privilege, but being a principal now, you have so much responsibility, and I find that more stressful.
Well, yeah, because people judge you as a principal.
Exactly.
And some of the hardest things in the career are so goal-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
You see soloists, and you're like, I want to be a soloist. You see principals, you're like, I want to be a principal.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you're a principal, you don't have that obvious goal.
Right.
And one of the hardest things about being a principal is maintaining your place in
mm-hmm.
the roster and being valuable not only to the company, but feeling like you're growing even though you don't have an obvious
exactly.
goal. And just, like, proving that you deserve to be there for years and years. It's
mm-hmm.
just, it's really hard, but it's so rewarding to be an established principal. Like, speaking from experience, like, I didn't feel like I really deserved to be a principal for, like, 5 years after
mm-hmm.
I was promoted to principal at ABT. Like, I was learning all the rep and getting used to it and, like, changing my style from what I was, like, very neoclassical in Boston Ballet, learning how to act.
Right.
Learning,
oh, act, yes,
yeah.
in our full-length ballets and adapt.
It's just
company.
It takes time, and then it feels like you're
mm-hmm.
really cooking, like, after a couple of years.
Yeah.
So I really look forward
Thank
to that
you.
For you, even though you're absolutely cooking already.
Thanks, James. No, I feel that, and I'm so excited that I have so many years to grow into that because
yeah.
I'm not there. Like, I,
yeah.
this is not the end. Like, because I have this promotion and this principal dancer, that's not the end. And there's
so
much to grow.
Of
and,
course.
So
what are some goals
that.
Outside of ABT? Like, do you have companies that you'd love to, like, guest with or whatever?
Of course. I mean, I'm open to any company. I admire so many international companies, of course. I mean, ABT is my home, so I don't plan on going anywhere anytime
yeah.
soon.
Good.
Because I love it so much. Mm. I love the repertoire. I love the dancers.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
Just such a home. And but no, definitely guesting. I love that. I love traveling.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing my first principal guesting, like full length, this summer with Nina's company, Nina
oh.
Anishvili's company.
Oh, that's amazing. What are you dancing?
So I'm dancing Swan Lake.
I've heard of it. Cool. With
We've
whom?
Done it. I actually don't know who I'm dancing with.
Huh.
It's going to be one of their dancers from State Ballet,
Great.
Georgia.
Cool.
But it will be at the Coliseum, London Coliseum.
Wow.
So, very
okay.
excited.
That's a freaking vibe.
No,
Hell
it's
yeah.
crazy. Well, I actually got offered, I was given this opportunity as a soloist,
yeah.
so she invited me a few months ago.
That's great. Congrats. That's so
Thank
cool.
Thank you.
That's a great place to take a little break. You are very lucky right now. You get to listen to an ad. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back here with Chloe Misseldine, AVT's newest principal dancer. I want to talk about some dream roles that you want.
Yes.
Tell me everything.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
Start at the beginning.
Okay. So I have one, like, classical, mm-hmm. I guess you would say, like, dream role, and I have one, like, dramatic dream role. So my classical one is Nikia in Baedere, like, the full length. Mm-hmm. I just think it's such a gorgeous ballet. Mm-hmm. It's the wide variety of dancing, like in the first act compared to the second act, and mm-hmm. then there's also third act in Makarova's version.
Yeah.
So I've always admired not only Nikia, but also even Gamzadi is so beautiful.
Oh, so chic.
It's so fierce.
Yeah.
Chic, fierce, glamorous. I just
I hope
love
we
it
do
all.
That again soon.
I hope so.
Somehow, someday.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
In the future.
I think Susan wants to.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful ballet, and I think it's there's just so much dancing, there's so many roles. And it's great for the, I think it shows off the company well. Mm-hmm. I rehearsed a little bit of Shades pre-pandemic when we were going to do it before COVID, but I never got to dance it.
COVID! No!
I know, sad.
Such a mess.
But I did do some, like, Shade pas de toi in the summer program, mm-hmm. so that was, like, a different...
Oh, yeah, what is that called? Odalis? Or is that Corsair?
That's Corsair, I think.
What do I know?
Shades Trio,
Shades
pas de toi,
trio, yeah.
I don't know, something like that. So that's my classical ballet.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, mm-hmm. of course, there's so many more. And then my second dramatic ballet that I would love to do, hopefully one day, is Manon.
Oh, yeah.
It's so, so beautiful.
I love, 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 love Manon. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I think we'll probably do it again soon.
I'm sure. I hope so.
It's been years.
I saw Roberto's farewell with He.
I was let go.
I know, yeah. I saw you. It was like dream cast. It was so beautiful. Aww. So I was like crying.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, that was fun. Lesko is one of my favorite roles that I do. Like, I don't know. Sometimes the B principle, what I call the B principle, mm-hmm. Is more desirable to me just from a dramatic standpoint.
Right, we're right.
But then again, I mean, Desgrieux is so iconic. And if I were given that opportunity, I would dive into it with mm-hmm. all of my religious fervor. but I love Lesko.
It was so much fun.
He's such an interesting
drunk
character.
Solo.
Fun.
And then the pas de deux, there's a little pas de
deux. Yeah, there's a drunk pas de deux as well.
Who was
Stella.
Stella, yeah. That's who it was.
The icon, the legend.
So good.
I danced with Stella a lot. I love her. Mm-hmm. I miss dancing with her.
Stella, our queen.
Our queen.
Love you, if you ever see this.
Yeah. I'm going to send it to her and be like, go to the, 31-minute mark. Okay, what are you doing this summer after the season's over?
So after the season, I'll be doing a band festival.
Oh, great.
So,
what are you dancing?
I'm dancing a pas de deux created by Brady Farrar.
Oh, yeah.
He choreographed it for the studio company last year.
Yeah,
it's called Nightfall.
I saw it at the Joyce.
It's beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
It's really nice. I think it's... And I'll be dancing with Tom. Tom is a Forster. So be
great. He was another guest on the podcast.
He was.
If you haven't listened to Thomas Forster's episode, you can watch it on YouTube or listen to it wherever you get your podcasts.
Spotify? No.
Spotify, yeah. It's on everything.
You can't really miss it. I'm a Spotify girl.
Okay, I want to play... Me too. I listen to everything on Spotify. Yeah. I want to play a game. I haven't done this yet on the podcast, and it might be just terrible, so... Get into it. So do you know the game Kiss, Marry, Kill?
Yes.
I want to play this with you. Okay. Let's start with Prince Albrecht,
okay.
Prince Siegfried.
Siegfried Swan Lake.
And Conrad from Corsair.
Okay, Kiss, Marry, Kill. Definitely kill Albrecht, because I think he did her so dirty.
Oh, he did her so dirty, and we're supposed to be sad about him
and he
being
lived.
Sad?
Anyway. So definitely, that's like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Conrad and then Siegfried. I feel like marry Siegfried.
Yeah,
because I feel like he's a sweetheart.
He's a sweetheart. Cutie. He's a bottom.
He did. He like was oblivious to everything. He just wanted the girl.
Yeah. Without. Did he? I don't know. I'm kidding. I just love to pretend Siegfried is gay.
So marry Siegfried, and I think kiss Conrad.
Yeah, Conrad's I mean, got like, swag. Yeah, pirate swag.
He has the whole fit. What is it, a bandana?
Yeah,
what is
he's it? Got, yeah. He's got like a he has a bandana for one act, and then he has a headband for another.
Headband,
act
with,
like, tassels.
Yeah, definitely.
He has BDE for sure.
No, that's yeah. That's very clear, I think.
Okay. All right. Let me try another. All right. Kiss, marry, kill. Alexei Ratmansky.
Oh, my God.
Christopher Wheeldon. And I'll pick a dead one that you can kill. And Bob Fosse. You can just kill the dead one.
Okay. Yes. Bob Fosse, kill.
Sorry, Bob. You're an icon, but you were kind of terrible as well, but I love your work.
And then you said Alexei, and then Chris.
And then Chris. Dying.
We don't have to think about this. I feel like marry Alexei.
Okay.
I feel like.
Yeah.
You know.
He seems like a good husband.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then kiss Chris.
Ooh.
But I will say.
I'm like red right now for you.
I will say. Maybe this is weird to say.
Warning on the scene change into hot and sleepless. Warning on the scene change into hot and sleepless.
Warning on the scene change into hot and sleepless. Am I right, ladies?
This is the moment where Tita and Pedro, characters of the ballet, are caught in each other's bedrooms.
Oh, my God.
And I tell my mom, oh, my God, they're, like, together. Huh. And then Mama catches them.
And she freaks out,
and
right?
She freaks out, and they have this whole fight. And then she sends me and Pedro away. And that's why our baby dies. Well, I feel like we just get sent away to, like, another ranch.
Oh, okay. Well,
just so they're not close. Something like that. But then my baby dies.
That sucks.
Sad. Did I say kiss Chris?
Kiss Chris, yeah. Yes.
The only thing is, I feel like Chris kind of looks like my dad.
Okay,
like, he does resemble, like, he looks, like, similar to my father.
So
I don't know if this is in the podcast. This might be weird.
This is very Game of Thrones. Are you watching The House of the Dragon?
I'm not. No. I don't.
I love fantasy. Sign me up. You know, this is completely unrelated, but it is also a work of fiction. I'm reading East of Eden by John Steinbeck.
I've heard of it. I haven't read it.
And it's so... I'm like, it's really excellent. And books just hit different back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like, the way they describe things.
No, yeah, the way they're written.
Yeah.
The dialogue.
I'm just like, they just don't make them like this anymore. That's for damn sure. Even though they're amazing contemporary novels. Like, I just read The Secret History. Have you read that one?
Mm-mm.
No, it's amazing. This will quickly just become a book podcast if I get my way. Okay. Do you have any choreographic aspirations?
Yes, definitely. Mm. Oh, like for me
to make your own dances.
I don't know. Yeah. I haven't not recently or actually at all. I feel like I don't know if I'm have enough
ideas.
I wouldn't consider myself a choreographer.
Okay, well, never say never.
You never know.
But you want to be the muse.
Yes, I prefer being the muse.
Yeah.
Yes, or even dancing choreographic works. Like other that's already been choreographed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
I love making a dance that's already been made, or like being in a dance that's already been made, because you just have to learn it.
Yes. But being in a choreographic process
can be really rewarding.
Yes.
You can really feel like you're a part of something special.
Definitely.
This might not be allowed to be spoken about on the podcast, but do you know anything you're doing in the fall season yet?
I don't. I actually don't.
Really?
I wish I knew, yeah.
I don't believe you.
No, I think they're going to tell me later this week. No,
great.
I actually don't know. Well, I mean, maybe Ballet Imperial, since I did it last year.
Oh, well then yes.
Maybe.
I would be really surprised if you...
I might be in Gemma's ballet. I had a fitting.
Cool.
If that
well,
means
then
anything.
Yes, that does mean something.
So that's
great.
It.
Oh, great.
Right? Yeah. I'm not in Crime and Punishment.
No, okay.
Are
I'm
you
in that. Yeah.
You are in that.
Yeah, so far I don't know if they've announced it yet, so I can't really talk about everything, but I'll do Ballet Imperial again, and then one more mystery dance. Stay tuned. But yeah.
Is it Neo?
Mm-hmm.
You can bloop
I'm gonna
that
have
out.
To edit that. I wonder who else
Which,
is gonna
I mean,
do that.
She told me.
Yeah.
So.
She told you?
Well, she, that was, it
that,
was
that
created
was on.
And
oh,
you
yeah,
guys
yeah.
or something.
Are you
so
doing
I,
it?
No, I, no.
Oh my God, it's so hard.
I heard it's
like,
hard.
We're gonna die. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that in Ballet Imperial. Okay.
I know. Bleep. I'm going to be snooched. Like, talk about cardio. Okay.
Upper Room?
No. No Upper Room for me. I've done that. That was, like, one of the first featured roles I ever got.
In ABT or in Boston?
In Boston, yeah. I did it when I was, like, 20, maybe.
Wow. I actually asked, also maybe Bleep, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I asked, requested to be in it if it was possible. Again, when I asked, I was a soloist, so, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything if you're a principal, either. You can express your desires and have them be completely ignored, and that's fair as well.
Right. But I did ask, and they were like, everybody wants to be in this ballet. So
it's true.
Well, it depends. It's just, I've never worked with Twyla.
She's amazing.
But she seems like an icon.
She is.
She doesn't seem, she is an icon. And she looks just amazing to work with.
Yeah.
However, she does look, seem very demanding.
She is, yes.
But in a good way.
But, you know, you're 22.
Yeah, I mean.
I believe you will survive.
Yeah.
She is so much fun.
I know,
so
she seems
fun to work with.
Insanely
and the piece
amazing.
Is crazy. Like, it is one of the most satisfying things to dance. You feel like you literally won the marathon.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so fun. I hope you get to do
it. I watched it when you guys did it last, and it was just, I watched it so many times. Yeah. So I was like, I need to watch this again.
Yeah, it's so satisfying.
I hope, but not sure.
So all of you out there listening to The Stage Right Side, our spring season, or summer now, summer season is coming to an end this week. If you did not make it to see any shows this summer, please come see us in the fall. Our performances are mid to late October at the Koch Theater at Lincoln Center. You can get tickets at abt.org. I don't believe they're on sale yet, but do keep an eye on the calendar. And the casting will be updated, and you just have to come see everything because we've got really amazing stuff coming up. I also want to say that you need to follow Chloe Misseldean on Instagram. Do you have a TikTok?
I don't have TikTok.
No. So Instagram at Chloe Misseldean, right?
Yes.
And you can check the show notes for the spelling of that if you can't find her. Definitely follow her. She posts amazing, beautiful ballet content, and she's chic and wonderful. Chloe, thank you so much for joining me on the stage.
No, thank you for inviting me. This was so fun.
Yeah, you'll have to come back when you've been a principal for 5 years and you feel like the icon of the world.
Gosh. 5 years later.
5 years later, the update. I look forward to that.
That'll be fun.
I probably won't be dancing any longer, but
no, I don't believe that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Every time my mom teaches, and she always makes the comment, James stays all the way to the end of my class.
Well, I do work really hard. People think I'm a
clown.
You
do. No, you're not a clown at all.
Well, I know, but I act like a clown, like I have a sense of humor and I'm self-aware, and therefore people think maybe that I like I'm a joke or don't
like
work that hard.
Something?
Yeah,
absolutely
but I actually work really hard.
Work very
so
hard.
Suck on that. All right, see you next time on The Stage Right Side. Love y'all.
Bye.
Make sure to follow me at James B. Whiteside on Instagram and TikTok. That's James B. Whiteside. And don't forget to click the link in my bio to purchase tickets for upcoming performances or to buy my book, Center Center, a funny, sexy, sad, almost memoir of a boy in ballet. Enjoy!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.